Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. For generations, the chorales of the Reformation have been at the heart of Lutheran musical tradition, spreading throughout Germany and Scandinavian countries and inspiring composers for hundreds of years. From centuries-old settings by Peyerson, Pretorius, and Bach, to later ones by Grieg, Mendelssohn, and Carl Nielsen, Protestant musicians keep returning to these same chorale tunes. Musica Ecclesia's 2011 release on the Sono Luminous label, The Vanishing Nordic Chorale, highlights the Scandinavian tradition of the Lutheran chorale across this continuum of time. While the chorales themselves may be familiar, Musica Ecclesia delivers them with a taste of the unexpected. Maybe you know the tune, Salite, a famous Pretorius Christmas song usually heard in German and Latin. If so, you'll be delighted to hear a performance of it in Swedish, as it appears instead in a 1625 Finnish manuscript. Or, how about an aria from Bach's Cantata 137 sung in Norwegian? Or a 17th century setting of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God by the Danish composer Mogens Peyerson. Another track, also sung in Danish, has Musica Ecclesia performing a Bach ritornello paired with a chorale arranged on a set of Pachelbel organ variations. Here's an excerpt. Other selections on the disc explore a wide variety of instrumentation and imaginative arrangements, which constantly pair the new with the old. In doing so, Musica Ecclesia brings the chorale full circle. And, as the improvisations by organist Balint Carosi demonstrate, even in the 21st century, these chorales haven't entirely vanished. This is the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. If you'd like more information about this recording, please visit our website at harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of podcasts and shows, catch up on our blogs, and visit our online shop where a portion of proceeds benefits Harmonia. Thanks for listening. I'm Janelle Davis.